The coming wave of retirements as baby boomers reach their 60s has been predicted as a tsunami. The Census Bureau estimates there are 78 million baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964. They're now beginning to hit early retirement eligibility. But a funny thing happened on the way to retirement. Inside the federal government and in workplaces all across America, people are simply not retiring when they reach the age of eligibility. Part of the reason is the economy. But according to a Pew Research Center study, there's more to the story. Pew Executive Vice President Paul Taylor.
So we found, for example, that of workers 62 and older who were still working, about 4 in 10 said, one reason I'm still working, I've had to delay my retirement because of the recession. We then looked to the so-called threshold generation, adults 50 to 61 who are working, and we asked them, might you have to delay your retirement because of the current economic conditions, and more than 6 in 10 said yes. So clearly there's an economic basis for some of what's going on now. But that's only a part of the story, because as I said, these trends have actually been going on for 10 or 15 years. A very powerful additional part of the story is attitudinal. Today's 60-year-old, to pick a round number, today's 60-year-old, for very good reasons, feels younger, healthier, and likely to have a longer life and more interested in staying fully engaged than a 60-year-old a generation or two ago. And we know some of that, obviously, from health statistics. Today's adults feel young, relatively speaking, and they want to stay engaged. The other interesting question we had on this workforce survey is, why are you working? And we had one basic question: are you working mostly because you want to, or mostly because you have to, mostly because you need the paycheck? Among adults 65 and over who are still in the workforce, by a ratio of 3 to 1 or more, they say, no, I'm working mostly because I want to.
The same trends show up in government retirement projections, too. The Office of Personnel Management numbers show that in 2009, almost 60,000 federal employees were eligible for retirement, and more than 50,000 workers will reach retirement eligibility each year through 2018. But being eligible doesn't necessarily mean workers decide to retire. This, according to a 2008 Office of Personnel Management report that looked into the issue. Former OPM Director Linda Springer.
We found that people wanted to continue the satisfaction that they got from their jobs. As you know, Jane, federal workers rate very highly the satisfaction element of their profession. And so when you get to the point of retiring, sometimes you think twice about whether or not you're ready to leave. That's one of those factors, and I think it's prevalent in the federal workforce. The Office of Personnel Management is looking not just year by year, but looking over a period of time. And so while people may not leave exactly at the point and in the year when they become first eligible, in a relatively short period of time after that, many of them will start to leave. And so you have a cohort from each year that will be leaving. When you look at the total numbers then, year by year, they're relatively stable. They may not be eligible at that point. It may have stayed on longer. But there is some predictability in the number leaving from year to year, made up of several cohorts.
The OPM reports show that employees stayed with the government for 4 years on average after becoming eligible for retirement, and almost 25% remained for 9 years or more. So when older workers stay on the job longer, does it cause an imbalance in the labor force? Former chief economist for the Labor Department, Diana Furchgott-Roth, now director of employment policy at the Hudson Foundation, says the opposite is true. When older workers stay in the workplace, it helps the economy.
When I worked at the Labor Department, I had many people visit me from other countries, and they would say to me that one of their questions, one of their most frequent questions was, how do you get your old people to work so much? Because the retirement age in Europe is frequently 55, 60, far lower than here. In fact, the United States has the second highest percentage of over 65s that work after Japan. We are top. We are second only to Japan. And that's one reason is because we have lower tax rates, and when people go out and work, they get to keep a lot of what they earn. And this is a system that we need to be encouraging as the population ages. For these other countries, many other countries have an upside-down demographic pyramid where they have a small number of working younger people supporting a large number of retired older people. This is a very dangerous economic and demographic situation, and we need to be going out of our way to avoid it. And one way to avoid it is for Congress and the president and the government to allow people to keep more of what they earn, to encourage them to go out in the workforce.
Recent Social Security statistics show a 23% spike in applications for early retirements since last year. But the bigger picture, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is that the number of people in their 60s who were either working or looking for work has climbed steadily since the mid-1990s. This year, more than 55% of people aged 60 to 64 are still working, compared with just 46% a decade ago. All this data show that people in the workforce, including the federal government employees, are working longer. Retirement projections, including those made by the Office of Personnel Management, aren't holding up. As Peter Orszag, director of the Office of Management and Budget, recently wrote in a blog post, for a variety of reasons, including the stubbornly high unemployment rate and current economic conditions, very simply, older workers are foregoing retirement and working longer. Even workers in the federal government, who arguably have one of the best retirement plans in the country, are part of this developing trend. So the retirement wave may turn out to be more of a trickle than a flood. Jane Norris for Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.